A question from Trinidad through the email from Cyberspace Cadet, wondering why some people who teach yoga who are of Indian origin don't want to call themselves Hindu. Those who do call themselves Hindu, who do teach yoga and the higher philosophies, have most generally Indian followers who are of Indian origin, who are Hindus and also call themselves Hindus. The yogis and swamis and pundits and teachers who do not call themselves Hindus refrain from the H word. More than likely, it is observed, have followers who are Christians and Jewish people who have drifted away from their religions. The word yoga has been successfully separated from the word Hindu, and Christians and Jewish people do not mind telling their family and friends that they do practice yoga. But should their universalist teacher, who says all religions are the same, all the religions are one, we're just teaching yoga and it's a universal expression of the divine, were to say, yes, I am a Hindu, the Christians and Jews go away. It is a bad word to use, bad for business. Using the word Hindu and not using the word Hindu is purely commercial. A cyberspace question from Sean in United Kingdom, wondering about Ardha Hindus and how do the gods look at those who are halfway Hindu and halfway not Hindu? Ardha means half. Well, there are many Ardha Hindus or half Hindus who are born Hindus in Indian bodies and who do not practice the religion and do all kinds of things that are adharma or against the law of Sanatana Dharma. The Ardha Hindu living in a Western body who has of his own free will adopted Sanatana Dharma as his faith and religion is more open and willing to learn. The gods look at those who are unwilling to learn as children, those willing to learn as students, and those who have learned have the full blessings of the gods. But the gods are helping the children, as mother and father would. They are helping the student, as a teacher would. And they are working together with the adult who has learned the principles of Sanatana Dharma, putting it into action daily in their lives. In the eyes of the gods and goddesses, no one is neglected. Even for a moment, no one is ever rejected. Everyone is helped equally according to his stage of evolution and his ability to strive.